Whatever the unemployment rate, it's usually twice as high for veterans. Vice Admiral David Dunaway doesn't like that statistic.
And that baffles me because the skill set of our veterans is typically twice as good as the skill set of many folks who are just starting in the job market, right?
Dunaway is commander of the Naval Air Systems Command. The Department of the Navy is sponsoring its fourth annual Wounded Warrior and Veteran Hiring and Support Conference at the Hilton North Raleigh Midtown. This is the first time the conference has traveled to North Carolina. More than 80 companies will participate.
This is about bridging. It's about making a job match occur.
Personnel from all branches of the military are here for the conference and Hiring Heroes Career Fair. Sergeant Major Michael Barrett of the United States Marine Corps says it's not all about what's on a resume. He says sometimes employers have to see what they're getting.
Sunday, 6 o'clock at night, something needs to happen. That employer will be able to pick up the phone and go, Barrett, the guy who just got out, he's the one. He's the guy. Give him a call at 6 o'clock on a Sunday, and you know what they're going to respond with? I'm there. Just tell me what you need done. I'll go and take care of it. That's who you're going to get.
That's my Purple Heart.
I thought it was like, okay, I'm going to take a picture.
That's my Purple Heart. That's the award they give you for when you're wounded in combat, just to show that the sacrifice that you've made, you know, for your country.
David Shaw was in the U.S. Army for 13 years before being injured in Afghanistan. On September 19, 2008, he was shot by enemy fire. The bullet is still lodged in his arm.
We have a lot to offer, and, you know, as veterans, we're very resilient. You know, we might break down a little bit, but we're able to bounce back.
Today, Shaw works in veteran support for the Naval Air Systems Command, where he's able to help other wounded warriors. James Rodriguez oversees veterans and wounded warrior initiatives for BAE Systems, a global defense security and aerospace company. Rodriguez says he has no doubt the veterans at the job fair will have integrity, can multitask, and are reliable. But his company wants a little bit more.
The individual veterans have to understand how to really communicate what they bring to the table, vice what they brought to the table as a team. So we want them to come in as an individual first and then be able to contribute to the team. So once they can understand how to articulate that to the hiring managers or the recruiters, then I think we can bring them in and make them a valuable part of our team.
More than 400 wounded warriors from Camp Lejeune, Fort Bragg, and other military installations will meet face-to-face with potential employers at today's event. The companies are wide-ranging, from Bank of America, IBM, and RTI International, to Lockheed Martin and UNC Healthcare. Will Collins is Assistant Secretary for Workforce at the North Carolina Department of Commerce. He attended the conference. He says the state is working to better serve all veterans. One way is by honoring them with a job search head start on ncworks.gov.
So veterans, whether they're transitioning out or they're already veterans out in the workforce, they have a 24-hour advance notice so that they can apply for jobs and get first priority before they're open to the public.
Today's Hiring Heroes Career Fair runs until 3 p.m. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.